10 Maersk ships trapped in Persian Gulf. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz by Iran has effectively trapped 10 Maersk ships in the Persian Gulf, its chief executive said. In separate interviews with CNN and the Wall Street Journal, Vincent Clerk said the Danish carrier's ships cannot get out, are stuck in the Upper Gulf and cannot leave the region. As a safety measure, Clerk said the vessels have been grouped offshore and away from ports under attack. At least one ship is under contract to the U.S. government's Military Sealift Command, according to data on maritime identification websites. Even if a ceasefire allowed vessel traffic to begin moving, Clerk said it would take a week to 10 days for the world's second-largest liner, Maersk-B.co, to resume normal operations. Window.googletag equals window.googletag CMD, googletag.command push, function, googletag.defineslot, /21776187881/FW responsive main_content/1, 300, 100, 320, 50, 728, 90, 468, 60, DIVGPT add 170966854544-0.define_size mapping, gptsizemaps.banner1.addService, googletag.pubads, googletag.pubads.enableSingleRequest, googletag.pubads.collapseEmptyDivs, googletag.enableServices, googletag.commandPush, function, googletag.display, DIVGPT add 170966854544-0. Clerk's comments underscore the frustrations of shipping lines who have requested and repeatedly been denied naval escorts by the Trump administration. Carriers have been told in briefings that the strait is still too dangerous for transit, and NBSP, Iran on Wednesday used unmanned boats to attack two tankers, and also deployed missiles and drones to attack ports, airports and other landside targets in the Gulf region. A one-container ship sustained damage from unidentified projectiles. Maersk is prioritizing the and NBSP, safety and NBSP, of crews, ships, and customers' cargo, said Clerk, and will only restart voyages if that safety is guaranteed. Shipping executives gathered in Connecticut for an industry conference said that the Iran war has idled 10,000 merchant crew and hundreds of vessels in the Persian Gulf. Mariners have little choice but to stay with their ships, since most airlines have suspended flights into and out of the area. Maersk, like others major carriers, has suspended or rerouted some services to and from Gulf states and is rerouting vessels via alternate hubs to stage cargo until the strait is reopened. It has also assessed shippers with a number of emergency surcharges. The closure of Hormuz and related disruptions in the Red Sea have had profound effects on global shipping and supply chains, Clerk said, and that Maersk is in uncharted territory. Bunkering terminals in Asia and the Middle East could risk running dry amid the disruption of fuel supply chains, and he warned added costs for diversions and delays will be passed on to customers. Window.googletag equals window.googletag CMD, googletag.command push, function, googletag.defineslot, /21776188/FW responsive main_content/3, 728, 90, 468, 60, 320, 50, 300, 100, DIVGPT add 166567555340-0.define_size mapping, gptsizemaps.banner1.addService, googletag.pubads.enableSingleRequest, googletag.pubads.collapseEmptyDivs, googletag.enableServices, googletag.commandPush, function, googletag.display, DIVGPT add 166567555340-0. Read more articles by Stuart Churls and NBSP, here. Related coverage, U.S. Navy won't escort straight shipping, report window.googletag equals window.googletag CMD, googletag.command push, function, googletag.defineslot. /21776187881/FW responsive main_content/4, 300, 100, 320, 50, 728, 90, 468, 60. DIVGPT add 17096680863440. Dot define size mapping, GPT size maps dot banner 1, dot add service, Google tag dot pub ads, Google tag dot pub ads, dot enable single request, Google tag dot pub ads, dot collapse empty divs, Google tag dot enable services, Google tag dot command push, function, Google tag dot display, DIVGPT add 17096680863440, exclusive, 10,000 ships crews trapped by Strait of Hormuz. Blockade Iran war leads largest shipping line to terminate Mideast Gulf voyages, levy $800 charge Kelly, U.S. maritime critical to national economic security.